How's it going? My name is Connor Gilson, and this is episode 25. And I haven't been doing this, I haven't done an episode in 5 days. Not good. I like not doing one every single night, but I've kind of been, I'm not slacking because I have been, the reason why I've been absent for the last couple days is because I've been making some moves with my business, doing some fun stuff for me, having some me time. I started playing poker recently. And I, as usual, have a strategy, so I go late at night when all the people are super tired, that have been there for hours, and I take their money. So, so that's what goes down. Anyways, I also am recording with a new mic. I was listening to my podcast on a drive home from New York last night, and that was 2 hours of me listening to my own podcast, which... I realized that the mic that I was using with my iPhone headphones makes this weird, and as you all know, this like clicking noise when it like brushes against my shirt, because I'm very, very gesture oriented. I've been publicly speaking since I was like 5 to 6 around. Don't ask. It's crazy stuff. It was started as religious stuff, so started as like reading, and then it, I guess I wouldn't say I didn't start my first like actual talk with an outline and stuff like that until I was 9, but still. I've been on stages for a while and very good at talking and using gestures with my hands, and what happened was the mic would brush against my shirt or my chest and create that noise. That was horrible. So I apologize. I don't really listen to my podcasts after I record them because I view it should be like authentic and pure. I don't think there should be any editing to it. So I'm sorry it took me this long to notice that's what's going on. But I have a new mic, so if my voice sounds a little different, that is why. But hopefully no more noises. And if there is, then I'll have to figure out something else. I don't know. Tonight is going to be another one of those, you know, off the script podcast or freeform, just because in the last 5 days I really haven't gotten time to hone down on what I was going to talk about. So like I wanted to put a podcast out tonight, and it just kind of popped into my head two things I can talk about: consistency and enjoying free time. So like I said, off the cusp, if you will. I've done this a few times before, and I seem to like them a lot more. I like doing them a little bit more, and I like the way they sound when I do listen to them. That's what we're going to be doing. So let's get into the information here tonight. First thing is going to be consistency. Now, consistency is something we've touched on before in the podcast, something that we've kind of went over and, you know, kind of here and there touched, but we haven't really went into detail to it. And I'm going to get a drink, so I'm pulling my mic away from my mouth. All right. Hopefully that's the only time I have to do that. My throat's been acting up for the past, like, it started in my last podcast, and it's been getting kind of bad. But consistency is something that I think is one of the hardest things to master. Because, like I talked about in before, up until the 3-week mark, you really have to propel yourself to that. And when we start something, even if we're motivated, which we've talked about how motivation doesn't really last, but let's say we're motivated on something and we have to get to a certain endpoint or we want to do something. Motivation, between the end of motivation and the beginning of habit, is a very, very long path to walk. And then it's even worse if it's something that we're not motivated about. Say it's like weight loss and we don't really want to do it because we're just kind of on the edge. I've heard people say like, well, you know, I'm like fluffy, or I'm, you know, I have a little bit, but I'm not like disgusting yet. But they'll start working on something and they'll go along the way. But consistency has a lot of different obstacles, a lot of different things that can get in the way of consistency. It's funny because I was having a conversation with a client I coach, and he said that with his goals for his business, it's very difficult for him to kind of find that groove. He says, sometimes I'm motivated with things or sometimes I'm not, but getting to that end point where I'm starting to apply something, it gets kind of hard. And he said that the more things he puts on his plate, he feels the more need to kind of backfire or not really hit those goals that he wants. And I thought about it for a minute, and I've thought about it in the times of my life where that is the case with even with me, where I wanted to do something. In fact, I have a whiteboard in my bedroom where I write my goals. And when in September, when something happened pretty traumatic to me, my motivation was high, my focus was high, and I wrote like something like 20 different goals on the board. And I hit, I think, 13 of them. Yeah, I hit 13 of them. And now I have, I think, four right now that I've had up there for 4 months. I haven't really hit one of them. I've done parts of them, like going to the gym more, although I'm very specific with my goals. So my goal for like going to the gym is going to the gym for 1 month regularly, not every single day, but regularly. So I have days like Sunday through Thursday are supposed to be my gym days. I have not done a solid week yet. Was another one, eat healthier, for a solid month. That I've been doing pretty good on, just because I'm not really home that often and I work a lot, it's kind of suffering too. But I understood. I understood. See, my voice is going. Hopefully, me covering the mic while I cleared my throat was good. But I understood what he was talking about. And it's really interesting because this is, this podcast is not going to be like backed with studies and things like that and facts and stuff like that. It's just going to be basically how I feel. Almost like a question and answer, but not really. I don't know. But when I was talking to him, I said, "What do you think is the biggest reason why you can't be consistent with something?" And he said that, I'm trying to remember his exact words. He said that the more he focuses on getting something done goal-wise, the more he feels overwhelmed. And the more of them he has, the more overwhelmed he feels. And he ends up, freaking out, or he starts going against it, things like that. And I was talking to him, and I'm like, well, one thing that I can help was kind of an experience I experienced as a kid, which was my father had smoked most of his adult life, but when he joined the religion that we were, he you can't smoke in that religion because of the defilement of the flesh or whatever. But he had to stop smoking, and there's a bunch of times where stress got to him and he'd have relapses and things like that. And I remember what he said one time after relapsing it quite a few times, and if you keep relapsing, they eventually remove you from the religion, which is interesting. But if you keep relapsing, they eventually remove you from the religion. But and that's what happened. But there was a few times, there was one or twice after that, where he stopped. And I remember him saying that the only reason he was able to stop was because he wanted to. No, it wasn't about what other people wanted. It wasn't about you know, what people's standards were, what the religion standards were, what his, you know, wife's standards were. It had to be him. He had to need to stop. And that's what he did. And over time, there has been a few, I think one relapse after that. But that's kind of part of nicotine is a hard chemical to break free from. But, and I told this client this, and I said, you know, it's very difficult if we do things that are going to better us for other people. That happens a lot. We do things to better ourselves, but we do it for other people. Other reasons other than ourselves. And I think that kind of gets in our way, because even if we're doing it, say we're doing it strictly for ourselves, it's still going to be hard. It's still going to be difficult. But it's interesting because I'm talking about another person I know. I met them after this had happened, but they went on a journey of losing weight. And I'm not very easily impressed in general. I'm not. But in this case, I was, because she put a lot of work and effort in losing the weight, and seeing, like, going through, you know, Facebook and Instagram and seeing the pictures of how much weight she lost and everything like that, I was like, wow, this person is really, really good at working hard at something. And I started this whole plan of, you know, helping them with their business, how I was eventually going to, if I couldn't help them with their business, I was going to basically go to any extent to take them in and mentor them to move on to the next step in their life, whether it was working for my business, which is very rare when I offer that for people. It would have been in the future, but or whatever. And I was bound, bat, and determined to, you know, help her out. And then after a while, she stopped going to the gym. She stopped showing ambitions in the work parts of in her life and things like that. And there are things that she was doing that was still beneficial for her, but I watched her motivation, her joy leave her, and the consistency went down. Like, there was no reason to do this anymore. And it's funny, because when I look at something like that, I see things very, very clearly, because of my psychology background and all that stuff like that. So that person ended up getting upset or bothered, and it was like, you just assume things, you just don't know what I'm going through, and you should ask questions before you just assume and things like that. And the reality is this: if we want something bad enough, nothing, I mean nothing, will stop us. It's simple as that. Humans need food and water every single day. We need sleep every single day. You can't just... No human with the... Let's put this clearly. The easy enough ability to get food and water and sleep would let anything else crowd out them accomplishing that or them attaining that. Same thing with money. And I know there's people right now being like, oh, Connor, like, that's completely different. No, it's not. It's not different. If you want a successful business as much as you want water and you want food and you need them, then it will happen. But it's only when you need that. Don't get me wrong, there's times where I have goals and I get distracted, but a lot of my goals, in fact, one of the things that a few people dislike about me is when I set to a task, nothing gets in my way. So like if a customer, like if when I worked in a, you know, brick and mortar store, when a customer would walk in, I would be so locked into the zone of finishing my task that I would not even really notice them or go up and talk to them. I'm a very one kind of track thing. Like, if I want to get something done, it will get done. I literally drives me up the wall to walk away from something. Like, when I have people over and we watch half a movie, it drives me insane. It drives me nuts, even if I've seen the movie before. And I'll try to be, like, respectful and wait for them to come back over so we can watch it or a series or whatever. But it literally eats at me that I'm not completing something. I love completing things. I love hitting goals. That's my life. So when talking to this client about consistency, I said, if you want something as bad as your need to breathe, then it will happen. But if you don't want something, or if you say you want something and you don't go after it, then it's not high enough of a need for you. So if you woke up tomorrow morning and you didn't have to drink water and you just were perfectly fine, would you drink water? Better yet, average human spends a third or fourth, I think it's 25 years, asleep if they live to like full age. So we spend 25 years sleeping of our lives. If you could wake up tomorrow and never have to sleep again and have no ill effects, would you sleep? Maybe you would enjoy it and stuff like that and it felt nice or whatever, but when you need something as bad as you need sleep, it will happen. Consistency will happen. There's no other option. And that's the thing that a lot of people do. My aggressive personality, which gets me in trouble at times, from my aggressive jokes to my aggressive actions, things like that. But my aggression stems from my aggression towards goals and what I'm doing with my life. Like you've heard before, it drives me nuts wasting my time. In fact, if I meet somebody and I associate with them long enough and then something goes wrong and they don't work at fixing it, then I will completely, in most cases, write them off as a waste of time. And it's sad because there's some people that I really, really enjoy and like, but due to the bullcrap that's going on, I pull away. Same thing with business ventures. I've had business ventures that just didn't go the way I wanted them to go, or had people in them that weren't working as hard, and I pull away. But there's other things. There's other reasons that I pull away from things too. But with consistency, I want to say it's hard. I want to say, because on a normal technical way, it's hard. Consistency is hard. It's difficult to do. But it's really easy. It's really easy. Once you start, because like we talked about the pathways of our brain, the more pathways we lay down of us consistently doing something, the next time we need to do something to a goal and be consistent, it happens. Every time, that's the thing. Every time we do something is either positive or negative on the outcome. There's things that we can do that can happen wrong. Like, say you spend money doing something that you probably didn't have the money for. You can then freak out and be like, "Oh my God, I shouldn't have done that," and then like kick yourself and beat yourself up, or just move on and make money or find a way to make more money so that that doesn't feel as bad. Okay? Simple, right? But when we do something, so say we do something and we set a goal and then at one point we just kind of fall off the deep side for no reason, just kind of being lazy or don't want to do it, or we make excuses for ourselves, which is the biggest thing, which is so annoying, because that was what one of the people that I know were doing. They are making excuses for themselves over and over and over and over and over again. And it's like, listen, it's not making me angry that you're making excuses and, you know, to a point, lying to me and lying to yourself about it, it's the fact that you're programming your mind to believe this garbage. You're programming your mind to say, all right, well, I'm going to set this goal, and if it's really not going 100% the way I like, I'll just kind of give up and blame it on something. A consistency thing should to you, in your mind, if you, and there's things that I have problems with in consistency, self-control sometimes. I need to work on self-control in certain aspects of me saying something and then actually sticking to it, okay? So I have things to work on as well. I have a lot of things to work on. But as far as consistency goes, the way I view it is if I put my mind to something and I'm going to do something, I view it as being at the top of a really steep cliff, okay? And I start running down the cliff, and as I run down the cliff, somebody rolls a massive round boulder off the side of the cliff a few, maybe minutes after me. My thing is that I will run and run and run to outrun this boulder until I hit my goal. And that boulder that will crush you, is yourself saying that, oh, I don't have to do this. Like, I have other goals right now. Like, I can do this. This is better. I need to prioritize this. And hold on for a second. Don't get me wrong. There's times where you're going to have a goal that you need to prioritize something other than that. Maybe that's not, you know, maybe you start a business not going well. Maybe you let it go and find something new. That's fine. But if you have a consistency of running down this hill and then just looking back, be like, yeah, I should just let this boulder whack me. Like, if that's what's happening, the interesting reason why I use that analogy is because that is how much damage it's going to do to your mental state when you let something like that happen. If you're running down a hill and a boulder started moving at like 20 or 30 miles per hour and hits you, there's nothing left to you. Just like when you run down the hill and go for a goal, if you stop and just be like, eh, that boulder that hits you is going to do the same exact thing. It destroys your mind into thinking, your mind's going to be like, well, he says he wants to set a goal, and then he kind of goes for it, and then just kind of gives up. So, like, you're literally teaching your mind failure over and over, and not the good failure, like learn from failure. You're teaching your mind, yeah, it's cool to accept failure anytime I want to. Let's just, whoop, let's do it. How is that helpful? How is that going to benefit you? It's not. It's not going to. So that was a little bit of part about consistency. We're at a 23-minute mark, and I don't want this podcast to be, like, ridiculously long. But the next part is about, what did I say? I started with an S. I don't remember. See? Free-form podcast at its best. Uh-oh, I'm going to sneeze. Nope. Yep, nope. Yep, nope. Let's say, I don't remember what I said at the beginning, so let's say self-exploration, you know, time for yourself, things like that. Interesting. Like, I've always enjoyed poker. I have always enjoyed it. It's something about the combination of money and psychology and intensity and aggression. It's literally like me melted down into a game. It's like somebody like took the essence of me and melted and put it into a game. And I enjoy it. And there's a lot of things that I want to do in my life that I haven't because I've been busy working. And I feel like a lot of people who are successful come to that realization at one point. You come to the realization that you work and work and work, and yes, you got those goals, but you didn't really live. And I feel like when we do something, when we enjoy a part of our lives, it doesn't always have to be big. It doesn't have to be like, well, I got to travel to every part of the world before I die. It doesn't have to be that. I think traveling is cool. I actually want to start doing that. But whether, maybe it's something like poker, or maybe it's something like going hiking, or going down a zip line, or driving go-karts, or I don't know, skiing, snowboarding, mountain bike riding. That stuff's scary as heck if you ever do that. Stuff's fun. Buy a motorcycle, enjoy your life. Actually, I'm building a list right now of things I want to do, and hopefully I'll have somebody in my life at that time to do them with, to explore the world with, and explore the kind of excitement and stuff like that. But if I don't, then that's fine because these are things that I want to do regardless of anything. I want to play eventually in a tournament for poker, like in Las Vegas, like World Series of Poker, like the big one where you have to buy in for 10 grand. That's what I want to do. I want to rent like a sports car. I want to buy a sports car. I want to, go to Ireland, go to Hawaii, like all these different places. But I feel like a lot of us don't take enough time to enjoy life. And I gotta tell you, if you don't enjoy life, you're really missing out because, and I know that's a cliche and that's like, oh, everybody knows that, Connor. But sometimes we say things and we don't look at the gravitation, or the gravity, rather. like we don't look at the gravity of me using horrible word choice, but we don't look at the gravity of the situation, of how something so simple can hold so much weight. And the reality is, when we die and we're laying on our deathbed, we're going to look back at this time right now in our lives. And yes, a lot of us, especially if you're listening to this podcast, want to be successful. And I understand that. I do. I understand that more than most people do. But like I said before, success isn't just money. It's happiness. It's enjoying your life. It's mind-numbingly painful, like literally mind-numbingly painful. How many people I meet that don't, and maybe it's just because I see it too much. Maybe I have some type of like chemical imbalance, or maybe there's something wrong with me. But I enjoy the smallest things in life. I enjoy my crazy TV. I enjoy driving, and I do Uber for fun at this point, because I'm outside. It's different than me just sitting in my bedroom on my computer or in my office or whatever and working on something. I'm outside. I'm meeting new people. I'm driving around. I'm driving through all these crazy roads, going to the ocean, going to, beaches, the mountains, parks, everything. And I really, really enjoy it. I really, really like it. And I do that for fun. And a little bit of side cash every once in a while when I want to go do something. But there's so many people that I've met. In fact, one thing, if you knew me or know me personally, there's one thing in my life that I will never accept in a friend, and that is people that just go through the motions. I'll never do it. I will never accept it because when you bond to somebody, especially as closely as I do, you start taking on each other's traits. I'm adaptive. So when I was younger, I would hang out with certain people and pick up certain sayings they had, words. I would even pick up their accent or the way they talked. My mom was always annoyed by it. I don't know why, but yeah. But yeah. And so if I bring somebody in my life and they are in a way, where's the yawn? If I'm in the way, or yeah, if I bring somebody into my life and I am super close to them and they don't live life vividly, and that starts wearing off on me. I start to take things for granted. I start complaining more. that's not how it should be. You should enjoy everything that you have handed to you, because honestly, in a lot of cases, it is handed to you. For example, your life being here was handed to you. You had no part, no play in it at all, and yet you're here. And the odds are ridiculous. Okay? You would play the lottery every single day if you really understood the gravity of the odds that you even exist as a human, and especially if a lot of you live in the United States or the UK or Australia, because I've seen a few listeners from Australia, which is pretty cool, that you have freedom. You're not under, you're not some slave or some like cog in a dictatorship or something like that. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing what you have in your possession. And a lot of people do not take it as important. And the whole entire life in half a second type, section that I did, like, was just scratching the tip of the iceberg. And I know there's a lot of content in that that made people think differently. But there is so much more in that whole scope. But if you aren't living vividly, if you aren't taking, you know, if you aren't taking me time, and making sure you're okay and enjoying life, not just working, then if you're not doing that, you're doing yourself a huge disfavor. You're hurting yourself more than anyone else can do to you. And that's the funny thing. A lot of things, when... It's funny, I was reading a statistic, and I don't remember the numbers, and I don't remember where I read it, but it was like a massive majority of most friendships end because of something that's happened inside your head. Something that not necessarily happened, but you believe it did, and you believe these are the reasons, and this is why, and you're angry at somebody. And you let a friendship go. And I mean good friendships go. You let good people go, which are hard and rare to find, because of some stupid little argument or mismatch on perception or something like that. That's horrible. It's sad. It's a horrible loss when you come close to somebody that really understands you or connects to you, and you let bullcrap get in the way. It really is. It's like majorly depressing. Because, and like I said before, a lot of people have friendships or have spend their valuable me time with people that are just bland or the same, or you're not unique and whatever. But then there's people that, you know, as you listen to that part of the podcast and as you're going on, you'll start evaluating your circle of friends, and you'll start finding people aren't really that good, but you'll start finding new people that are. And you'll work them into your lives, and you'll trust them, and you'll be vulnerable to them, and then something will happen between you two, and then it causes problems. And both of you let it happen, and both of you let it manifest in a way that destroys something beautiful. And some of them are dumb as heck. I just had one recently that is the dumbest thing I've ever experienced. And I've actually had two recently. And they're just, it's whatever. And those people mean a lot to me, but if you aren't going to put effort into something, then there's no point. There's absolutely no point. There's no point of me spending my time, my valuable time, with that type of thing. And that's the same thing, the same way you guys should handle your friendships and relationships. Friendships that you forge should be, for the most part, unbreakable. Yeah, people change and they move apart and they grow apart and all this other crap, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing how, well, people change and it's okay to be disloyal and it's okay to move on and it's okay to do this. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the morals of this world have gone to the crapper so badly that people do not show, like, pure dedication and loyalty. My friends and the people I'm friends with, we have loyalty to each other that literally makes people's eyes roll back into their skull and stay there for quite a while because they've never seen something like that and they view it as something either fake or fabricated or not real or a show or whatever. I was really close to one of my supervisors at an old job that a new employee that came in said that they thought I was gay because of how highly I spoke of this one person. Because most of the people in that store that were higher management talked crap about him. But because I was the one of the few that talked highly of him and how he was such a good manager, and that's what people thought. Interesting. So when we spend time, we spend ourselves, which is what it is, we're spending ourselves to be with people. Don't take it for granted. Don't take those relationships for granted, because honestly, we only have so much time, and I've said this so many times, and if you're young, if you're in your 20s or 30s or even younger maybe, and you have friendships, don't let them go to crap unless you're getting, it's being provenly shown to you that you don't matter to them. If you don't matter to them, they will keep showing you, and eventually you gotta walk. I understand that, okay? But if somebody apologizes to you, if somebody wants to make things better, do it. Honestly, go do it. Swallow your pride and your ego and go work together with them and do it. Because besides time, people, relationships, friendships are the most valuable thing that you have. Whether it's in your business, your personal life, your romantic life, your family, do that. Spend your time doing things you love with people that you love. And protect them. And fight for them. And show them what a good friend is, like no other friend has ever been for them. That is about it for the podcast tonight. That was a little loud right there. Probably scared the living crap out of everybody. I am sorry about that. But I don't know how I heard clapping. Like, is somebody, can people, like, listen to this while, that's weird. I heard clip clapping as I'm recording it, which is odd. So I don't know if, like, people can't hear this while, I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. It just, yeah, I don't know. That distracted, I don't understand. I'm so confused right now. Anyways, but that is about it for the podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Another freeform podcast where I just went into a few things, and hopefully you liked it. And that is about it for tonight. And I will see you soon. My name is Connor, and episode 25 is at an end.